Impact of the Finite Lifetime of UHECR Sources, by Bjorn Eichmann et al. The observational data on ultra-high-energy cosmic rays, UHECR, in particular their mass composition, show strong indications for extremely hard spectra of individual mass groups of CR nuclei at Earth. In this work, we show that such hard spectra can be the result of the finite lifetime of UHECR sources, if a few individual sources dominate the UHECR flux at the highest energies. In this case, time delays induced by deflections in the turbulent extragalactic magnetic field as well as from the diffusive or advective escape from the source environment can suppress low-energy CRs, leading to a steepening of the observed spectrum. Considering radio galaxies as the main source of UHECRs, we discuss the necessary conditions that few individual sources dominate over the total contribution from the bulk of sources that have been active in the past. We provide two proof-of-principle scenarios showing that for a turbulent extragalactic magnetic field with a strength B and a coherence length LCOH, the lifetime of a source at a distance dsRc should satisfy tact approximately B, 1 ing squared dsRc, 10 mpc squared LCOH, 1 mpc mir to obtain the necessary hardening of the CR spectrum at Earth. This was Impact of the Finite Lifetime of UHECR Sources, by Bjorn Eichmann et al.